This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Thursday, August 1st, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the Infowars.com news studios in Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide and transmitting over the internet in defiance of George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the NWO. Well, if you're a TV viewer, you can see behind me there on the big screens what is officially being put out nationwide by the Antifa organization that is publicly funded by the Democratic Party and George Soros, refusefascism.org, the same folks that did the full-page ads around the country saying overthrow the government, drive Trump regime from power, November 4th it begins. Remember that? A couple years ago? Well, now they're organizing the violent attack on border control facilities in Texas, and in the graphics that they have, it shows American flags burning. We can show the full graphic on screen. That'd be great. American flags burning ICE vehicles and dead ICE officers with arrows sticking out of them in pools of blood, Molotov cocktails being thrown and burning down the ICE facility. And we'll just go document cam then. Document cam shot, please. Border resistance tour. Then we'll put this full screen on TV, this graphic in there. Border resistance tour. You can see the ICE people dead here in pools of blood, the burning vehicles, and the Molotov cocktails being thrown into the concentration camp-looking facility with the American flag on fire. And then there's also a liberation theology nativist symbol being promoted by the Ford Foundation for native peoples to uprise and kill all white people. That symbol is then seen shining over the embattlements and the parapets. So we got a big article on that going up at Infowars.com the next 30 minutes that Kit Daniels is working on. We first reported on this last week when Antifa announced plans to attack facilities. Now Red State's reporting on it. Antifa says it's coming to Texas on September 1st, and that they are organizing on the hashtag that we'll be covering coming up next segment, hashtag Meet Me in Texas. And, of course, they're praising the man a few weeks ago that firebombed the ICE facilities in Washington State and was shot at police officers before he was killed. I am Antifa. He wrote his Antifa manifesto and said it is now time to uprise nationwide, kill, kill, kill. He said, don't think, just start killing law enforcement. So, and none of the AOC, four horsemen, will say it's wrong. They've all been asked in press conferences. CNN and others have praised Antifa as a good group. So, we're going to be breaking all of that down coming up here on the broadcast today, and how it ties into flood of illegal migrants. They're not illegal aliens, they're migrants, to the border, outpaces last 2 years with 1.1 million expected in fiscal year 2019. And it ties into deter migrants. Trump administration pushes elaborate scaffolding at the border and off the books. ICE let loose 218,000 migrant family members into the U.S. since December. And, of course, they're only catching about a third of the people. We have seen our border broken, but if you zoom right in on here, you can see again the bloody dead ICE agents and the pools of blood and the peace movement throwing the Molotov cocktail. And again, everything that this Soros-funded group does Everything they engage in, Refuse Fascism, is meant to look real simple and black and white. It's all completely centralized and run by the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundation, with funding from George Soros. So it is the muscle of the meth head left. We'll cover this and so much more on the other side on Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news day.
Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribestar, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now, and we're very excited to be involved at Subscribestar. So be sure and join me at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information, you will see videos, you will see articles, you will see documents you won't see anywhere else at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Thank you for joining us on this August 1st Thursday global, incredibly important transmission. Don't forget, it's not just Alex Jones. It's truly this year from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day Central Time. We have the David Knight Show going out of my old studio, the old classic studio. Now he's moved into there weekday mornings at 8 a.m. Central. And then Owen Schroyer right after us with the War Room. And I'm about a year behind, but now in the next month or so, you'll see several new shows that are going to be announced, guaranteed. That's all locked and loaded. About to happen. Okay. If you're a radio listener, you might want to go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com the next 30 minutes. We're going to have an article up about this with screenshots and links to all the documentation. But if you are a TV viewer, you can see all of this behind me. This is being officially put out by Antifa, funded by the Ford, Carnegie, Rockefeller Foundation, and, of course, George Soros. All of their artwork is always meant to look childish and grassroots. It's always black and white, and it's run out of the Communist Party offices at refusefascism.org. And the leader of it, again, is an avowed supporter of Obama and of the Weathermen and of all of these people. And he routinely goes on the Young Turks. He was just on the Young Turks. In fact, let's pull that up. Leader of Antifa was on the Young Turks. I forget his name. He looks like a rat. White guy, old white commie. And he says, well, we're about to have a violent overthrow. But in the double think of these people, it shows individuals with peace signs on them throwing Molotov cocktails and burning up ICE agents and ICE agents laying around in pools of blood. And remember, they bought full-page ads, the Washington Post, New York Times, over the last few years, repeatedly. This nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. November 4th, it begins. Be there. Join with thousands who will gather in cities and towns across the country, a move of protests that continue every day and night, growing until we become millions, determined not to stop till the regime is driven from power. And, well, now they're not just saying go to Refuse Fascism. Now they're saying go to their new website, borderresistance.com. We'll put that site up on screen for you. And they say that they're going to be meeting starting the last few days in Santa Cruz, Oakland, August 1st, Olympia, Washington, where they firebombed the facility. August 2nd, Portland, Oregon. August 4th, Seattle. August 6th, Minneapolis. August 7th, Chicago, and then they're all going to caravan down from Chicago, down I-35, and they're going to firebomb, this is on their main site, They're going to firebomb ICE facilities, shoot police officers in the back, and shoot people full of arrows and burn American flags, which they're already doing across the country. So there you go. Because they believe they're fighting Nazis, that they're Captain America fighting Red Skull. Except they wear Nazi uniforms, are funded by a former Nazi collaborator, George Soros, and attack free speech, and throw Molotov cocktails and shoot people. You know, it was an Antifa person that went and shot Scalise. He identified with them as well at the baseball game. So they're getting ready to make their move. And they are a domestic terror organization. The definition of terrorism is to threaten violence or carry out violence for a political or economic end. And this is the very definition of it. I've been attacked by them. Owens had them point guns at him in Austin. The police did nothing because it's a blue city. They were upset. The police didn't like it, but they said, we've been ordered to stand down by the new police chief. And they pointed guns and said, you're not going in the park for your control the borders demonstration. And they, I mean, Owens was within his rights to obviously physically take them out, but he didn't. But that's the level that this has gotten to. And just remember. Remember, as Antifa says, it's coming to Texas, that we got these documents a year and a half ago in January of 08. Documents that tell plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore, Obama, through the Justice Department, it's in Antifa's own documents, with Alexander Soros in command. You can read this. Working with the Baltimore police to allow Antifa, white college professors and government employees to burn buildings, attack police, to try to get the black population to uprise. So that's the view that they have of black people, is that they're mindless idiots that can be programmed and made to do what they want. But they failed. They got some rioting, but not as much as they wanted. They didn't get it nationwide. That's why CNN was on every channel saying, well, you know, police deserve to die. When a bunch of cops got shot in Dallas and a bunch of cops got shot in Louisiana, they said, well, police are doing bad things, so people are pushing back. In almost every case, it was where somebody pulled a gun on the police and the media would lie about it, but the truth would later come out. This was all meant to stir up a violent revolution to keep Obama in office, but it failed. And I believe this will fail as well, but it's the same tactic by Soros and the UN and Europe. Turkey threatens to open the front gates to migrants entering Europe. Now, Erdogan said years ago, if you don't let me organize an Islamic party in all of your countries, I will overthrow you with migrants. So they capitulated to him, and now he's even sending more in, millions and millions. And he has an alliance with the left. And so now Turkey Interior Minister has threatened to open the floodgates to mass migration to Europe. And see, the more you take, then the more those outside groups can now parlay that into power. Warning, no European government will be able to survive for more than 6 months. Back in March of 2016, the EU agreed to allow Turkish citizens visa-free travel to European Union and began a pathway for Turkey to join the EU in return for them stemming the flow of migrants into Europe. But they didn't. However, the EU has failed to deliver on the promise, and Turkey says they're going to break their promise. But the truth is, this has all been part of the larger plan, the weaponization. But don't forget, you've got lots of mentally ill people, like the man who firebombed the ICE facility who wrote the Antifa manifesto, a total and complete kookball who believed he was fighting Nazis. Read his manifesto, he says, don't think, just start killing. And they praised him all over Twitter, all over Facebook. And notice Facebook's still letting them push. Now it's up to 1.8 million people that say they're going to storm Area 51. Everybody goes, oh, it's cute, it's funny, but it's just everybody getting used to Facebook preparing masses of people like they did the Arab Spring. Man who firebombed government buildings belonged to armed Antifa group promoted by CNN. They even had a fundraiser on CNN for his organization that he was a commander of. Heavily praised. And you look at the videos of him and when he was talking to the 3%ers, like in this photo, of 10 folks on that talked to him, he was completely delusional and believed he was fighting Red Skull. When if there's anything close to Red Skull, it's the New World Order. Oh, we love bringing in the Muslims to the Arab Springs so they can kill all the gay people and throw women into slave pens. None of it makes sense. None of it's reality-based, like people with peace symbols throwing Molotov cocktails. And they're like, oh, well, this is just, you know, some drawing. All of it's done psychological warfare style. Very, very skillfully. In fact, I even know the artist. I have a piece of their art hanging on the wall from the WTO protest in 1999. And I know the whole organization, the whole group. We've infiltrated them in Berkeley. We've infiltrated them in Austin. And you have board members of the University of Texas, people that chair departments, who literally are Chinese agents of Chinese intelligence who command them. Now, I told you that 2 years ago. A year later, it was in the Washington Post that UT Confucius Center shut down because it was run by Chinese intelligence. That was even in mainstream news. You cannot make up how dangerous these people are. That's why they all have, I'm serious, most of them either wear shirts or have tattoos of Mao Zedong. There it is on screen, Daily Text, and UT must cut ties with Confucius Institutes. Is it found they are Chinese intelligence? Huh. Yeah, the Russians there. They're really infiltrating us. Russia can't even control its gigantic country, three times the size of the U.S. No, China is the one that needs resources. It's China that's taking over the planet. It's China that owns the debt. It's China we're in a trade war with. China, China, China. And they run Antifa.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Headlines and they're real. Antifa publicly organizing terror attacks on ICE facilities in Texas. That's the new article of all the screenshots and documentation. And Kit's adding even more information to it. Then the live video feed is titled Antifa Announces Nationwide Uprising. Bloody terror attacks publicly planned in Texas. And just 2.5 weeks ago, they hit an ICE facility in Washington, torching multiple cars, firing at police. And Antifa across the nation officially called for more death. And the words of their manifesto writer, stop thinking, start killing. So liberal. In the flyers they're putting out, and this is the official Antifa artist that does this, on their site, funded by George Soros, commanded by Alexander Soros, that's public, they buy full page ads in the New York Times, by the group, same group. People in peace symbols throwing Molotov cocktails, and burning up ICE agents in pools of blood, burning American flag. And across the country, American flags pulled down the last few years, the last few weeks, Mexican flags hoisted up, Antifa publicly organizing terror attacks on ICE facilities in Texas. And there are big Native American movements at these universities being taught to kill the white man in South Texas, and those groups represented here as well. And they say that they are going to occupy the facilities, that they are going to burn them to the ground, that they are going to kill, just like their leader, their new martyr, Willem Van Spronson, said to do. Stop thinking. Get your guns illegally. These are quotes. Start killing. Promotion shows U.S. flag on fire. Dead ICE agents. And again, I'm going to explain this for the 50 millionth time because I know you know it. But this article, when we published this last January, a year and 7 months ago, all hell broke loose behind the scenes because we were sent by a family member whose brother got in a lot of trouble. So they went in his house and found that he was a commander, an officer in Antifa, and funded by Friends of Democracy. Final operation order summary. And this is the targets they're allowed to hit. They have deals with McDonald's. They have deals with Starbucks. You know, Starbucks asks you if you're white, if you're a bad person. You know, they teach Black Lives Matter. They teach that police are bad. Well, they have a deal with them where they're allowed to knock out their windows and burn them. And that's why they don't get arrested, because they have deals with certain Blue City police. Now, that's all in there. This was from Baltimore 4.5 years ago. It's a blueprint to everything. And they say, you will go to this juncture point here at this time. You will smash these windows and set fire to this. You've been authorized. There will be a captain there controlling the police. So the captains are Antifa. This is so diabolical. You talk about organized crime. Just like the mayor of Portland is Antifa. Many of the police in places like Portland actually help Antifa. Many are Antifa. Some aren't, but they're driven out of the departments. That's why Eric Holder wanted to federalize police. That's why they kept hyping up these deals with the feds to come in and take over local departments because of supposed racism, because they were going to have their people in charge everywhere. And then once they have the police, you've got a police state. Once authoritarians, be they communist or fascist, just like Venezuela right now or Cuba or North Korea, Katie bar the door. Then you have to go to a shooting war. Well, they've been killing cops and doing all this to put pressure on them the last few years under Obama to capitulate. It says agitators will inform operations when AOEC has approved the final distribution of funds. Considering OPSET, it just goes through military terms, information will be conveyed after the action, relayed through the same communications channels using negotiate ops. And it goes through all the other systems and their contacts in the police department. You want to go read this. They all sign off on the battle action. They have the legal forms. They have the lawyer standing by. They have insurance if they get hurt. Their job, agitate the black population into uprising. Where they're going to attack. What targets they're going to hit. It turned out Eric Holder was funding the entire Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman debacle, and all the made-for-TV movies and all the things they do. We commend the listeners for getting this to us. And if you have Antifa in your family, your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, your neighbor, your country needs you to legally and lawfully get those documents and get them to us or Project Veritas and send them to showtips at Infowars.com. And if you don't see a response right away, we get so many emails, sometimes they hit the spam filter, physically mail it to us. Call into the office. Get it to us. I know over the years, we've missed a lot of stuff. That's why I say, send it to Project Veritas. Send it to the Daily Caller. Send it to Red State. But just CC it to everybody. Turns out, federal marshals and then state police years ago sent secret documents that were how they were being trained at veterans and gun owners for the #1 terror threat. No one would publish it but us. We published it. It was real. The government had to admit, yes, Obama's teaching police that Christians and gun owners are terrorists and that veterans are bad people. It's all lies. The FBI director is out putting that lie out right now as well. This is part of their cover for what they're doing, the uprising they're trying to form. They've got people inside the FBI, inside the ATF, inside everything, and they've been trying this for a long-term plan. But the article, Documents Detail Plan for Civil Unrest and Martial Law in Baltimore, as soon as this live show is done today, I'm going to archive on our own servers this breakdown I've done the last 30 minutes, and we're going to post it into this original article and repost it on the front page of Infowars.com. But right now, it is a maximum alert. Antifa publicly organizing terror attacks on ICE facilities in Texas. Promotion shows U.S. flag on fire, dead ICE agents in pools of blood. They say we're going to launch a, quote, 10-day siege in El Paso, Texas, starting September 1st. And they say that they are preparing with their border resistance to carry out the great work of Willem van Spronson and his firebombing of the facility. They then direct people on the page to burn down the facility and kill ICE agents. Of course, nothing will be done to them because the highest levels of the Justice Department are still under their control. Trump has said designate them as a terror group. Can you think if I was up here organizing and people in a group I had had already firebombed and already attacked people with metal bars and concrete and quickcrete and all the crap we've seen, you know how fast I'd be arrested for conspiracy to commit crimes, conspiracy to violate people's civil rights to be able to demonstrate? That's what they go out and do, is violate people's rights to demonstrate. I would be arrested within a week, and I should be. But not them, ladies and gentlemen. Not them. They get to organize criminal activity and overthrow of the elected government in the full-page ads of the New York Times. George Soros gets that money, by the way, to the State Department. And Trump still hadn't been able to turn it off because it was already allotted under Obama. That's how that works. Some of these things are done 2, 3, 5 years out. Now, a lot of the money is running out. The couple $1 billion they had to run fake media and anti-Alex Jones stuff, that money ran out a few months ago. Do you notice what happened? We are outlasting these murderers, but they're getting ready to launch some big ops.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We want to find out what happened with the last Democrat president. Let's look into Obama the way they've looked at me from day one. They've looked into everything that we've done. They could look into the book deal that President Obama made. Let's subpoena all of his records. Let's subpoena all of the records having to do with Hillary Clinton and all of the nonsense that went on with Clinton and her foundation and everything else. We could do that all day long. Frankly, the Republicans were gentlemen and women. When we had the majority in the House, They didn't do subpoenas all day long. They didn't do what these people have done. What they're doing is a disgrace. So destructive to our country. And I think that's
so, full-page ads in the New York Times that cost $150,000 a piece, paid for by George Soros' son. And now they're running new ads calling for firebombings of ICE facilities, and they're coming with an army to attack. I'm going to get more into that. The articles are up on Infowars.com. But notice, we were all told that today we were going to see the declassification of all the memos on Russiagate and all the Comey crap. And I said last week, I said, you watch, Bill Barr is going to block that because he's there to cover their butts. He's there to try to get them to stop coming after Trump so they can make a deal. But the Democrats aren't holding up their end of the bargain, are they, to kiss and make up and play patty cakes. And so now a federal judge had said today, even Barr didn't release it, that the federal judge was. Oh, and now the federal judge has backed it off another month. FBI agents went to Comey's home, we learned, to retrieve a secret memo after his termination. So see, there's been a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we're all just learning about. We're going to get to all of that and the huge China developments, the economy developments, the debates last night, several guests coming up, and so much more today. But first, I want to raise this point of the New York Times. Document cam shot, please. I want to raise this point. How much does it cost? The New York Times says, on average, a full-page ad is $150,000. Now, that could be just on average, but in the front section, it's more. Now, they ran a lot of these ads, not just in the New York Times. Now, this is paid for by George Soros' son, the main funder of Refuse Fascism, whose leader runs it nationwide and has gone on just this last month, the Young Turds program, the Young Turks, and said the violent overthrow is coming. So has basically everybody. You've heard the Democrats, we need a violent revolution, any means necessary. Joe Biden said physical revolution. So that's where they're going. And the reason that's important is $150,000 for that ad. See, I'm trying to raise $300,000, $400,000. And to do that, I've got to sell $1 million worth of product, because you are used to getting the products at 30, 40, 50% off. So now, if I don't have sales all the time, we don't sell the product. And then we make 20% or so. Some of these deals are so good, we make less. And I'm not complaining. It's just a fact that then we sell $1 million worth of product over 2 or 3 days. I think we've sold, what are we up to, like $600,000? Can we go to Infowars.com/show guys and look at the counter there. Look at the gas gauge on this attempt to fuel up the operation. Yeah, $700,000, which is wonderful. But then you realize that's probably $150,000 of, quote, profit to try to have extra money, just a little bit of extra money, to launch some new shows and to have some other initiatives that obviously with our deplatforming, I'm not going to tell you some of the well-known, successful groups and organizations that are able to expand and in the face of all this censorship, despite the fact that they've all been demonetized and they've all been basically shut down, that we've been able to go out and get other people to begin to set up some systems of capital so that they can continue to operate or expand. And I see that really as my responsibility. It's not just make InfoWars bigger and stronger, but to go out and really empower others that have shown that they can do a great job. And so about half of what we do is public. But there's a lot of other stuff you don't know about. And I've been really frustrated in that I've not been able the last year to put $5 million into other people's projects. I've only been able to put $500,000 in other people's projects. And we've got the sweetest, juiciest projects that I know are just going to be dynamite in the information war that, quite frankly, I need like $5 million. Because used to, I'd have an extra couple million dollars, and I would go out, some years $5 million, and I'd spend it. I would give it to basically almost every prominent name you know, usually off record, but other little fledgling groups, organizations, plane tickets, hotels, RVs, insurance, security, websites, books, films. And we've been good stewards with your money. And look, I got a nice house and I got a nice car, but I've got the, you know, $60,000 truck or whatever. I don't need the $1 million Lamborghini. I care about defeating the globalist. And so I see money as fuel or as ammunition, and I've got enemy soldiers coming at us, and literally they're like a stork that flies over and drops provisions in on us here so we can keep fighting, or drop it in a new machine gun barrel for us if you want to use a military analogy, or drop medicine in for us. It's like video games where you know, you're about to die and you get another life. And used to, let's take a Galaga analogy, a great 1980s video game where you're a spaceship. And, you know, sometimes I was really good at it when I was a kid. I'd get up to like 5 spaceships. And I'd get to where I got so good, I'd basically almost beat the game a few times. I would just quit. I never had time. I was never a huge video game guy, but on a few things like that, I think I did win Galaga once or something. The point is that by the time I was like 11 or 12, I'm like, why am I playing Donkey Kong 3 hours a day? I'm going to stop this too. But see, I'm down to one ship. Basically. And if they blow up this ship, then all the other little ships out there that we've helped spawn and support and push, and you know, some of those people that we help build up and promote and push, they won't even help me or even talk to me now. That's okay. They are doing good work, even if they're doing it for their own selfish purposes, or if they're missing the gene that tries to build up other people and other things. Or they're just scared because they don't want to be associated with me because the establishment comes after you if you are. They're just not leaders. They've still done great jobs. You know, every time James O'Keefe comes on, he gets about 100 phone calls threatening him not to ever come on here again, and they have national news stories. Well, that makes James O'Keefe come on because he's a leader. Matt Drudge has talked about, or you've seen it in the news, where Media Matters tells him not to link to somebody. He just starts linking to him more. But that's called leadership. And by the way, that's not an ass-kissing exercise I engaged in. You have to highlight things that are effective and that are truthful and that are manly. Because there's plenty of men out there who are Green Berets and Navy SEALs and all this other stuff. But they won't politically, the minute you've got heat, even talk to you. Oh, before you're under attack, they want to be your buddy. And they're all about their own personal monetary success. Not all of them, but a lot of them. But then you'll just get average Americans and other people that understand that when something's under attack, that means it's really important and it's special and needs to be defended. And so we've got store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50 to 60% off everything right there. And your funding funds this operation. We have a lot of extra sales right now. You can also make straight donations. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWars.com/show. Just go make a $100 donation, a $50 donation. Now, there's all these wealthy people that sit on their hands, and then it's the little widows and people that are financing us. It shouldn't be the widows. It should be the men of this country.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true.
Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat, sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
CNN credentials or just regular press credentials?
Money talks. Yeah. You guys know that.
Sure.
CNN papered his whole footprint.
Where does the public space start, sir? At the next block?
At the next block, and go down, and did you see that? There's a gate. You guys are right there. There's a green gate over there.
Okay.
And if you get inside there, that'll be a miracle.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
All right.
A lot of people said you did good during the debate side. Do you feel glad?
Yeah, I feel really glad, especially after the last debate. I feel like I didn't get a chance to lay out my vision for the economy of the country. I feel like I did this time, so it's great.
But what do you think about? Sorry, I just want one question. Okay. Why do you think that we need to have a news ombudsman in America?
We're just about to enter the era of deep fakes, where we're not going to be able to make heads or tails of the stuff we're seeing online. And we know the Russians have already been hacking us. It's going to get worse, but literally you could have a picture of me saying words in a video, and like it could be something that gets doctored. So we need to start having countermeasures in place. That's what I believe in.
Do you think it's really good to be policing the press, though, and speech?
I'm sorry, we've got
to
go, guys.
Do you think it's good to be policing free speech?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, guys, so good to see you.
Yang, is it really a good idea to be policing the press?
Thank you.
The goal is to protect the American people.
All right.
But isn't it, you guys are supposed to protect our rights, right, as Americans?
And she keeps following
right to free
Millie Weaver, Andrew Yang, who's a real authoritarian dirtbag, really knows how to manipulate people, telling us, we need a government special office that controls what can be seen and heard. That's called a national censor. Communist China and North Korea have those. Russia had those. Oh, because of deepfakes. Oh, you mean like the media saying that Trump called black people rats? That's not a deep fake. That's just a total lie. He said, stop saying the Border Patrol does a terrible job and is killing kids. It's very nice conditions for the women and children. Your city's falling apart. It's infested with drugs and rats. That's what you say. That area is infested with crime. And it turns out there's video of Elijah Cummings saying that and Bernie Sanders, but see, it doesn't matter because it's all about fraud. And so we'll have a special office run by Andrew Yang that tells us, I know he's not from China, but he really should go there. They'd probably bring him into the Politburo. Maybe he could be dictator after Xi steps down someday. So it's just incredible. Here's what I'm going to do. I had a very interesting guest who I've seen some of his videos online about natural law. I think Mark Passio coming on, but I decided to move him to next week. I apologize because I'd forgotten that I'm going to be on a workcation tomorrow taking care of some new projects, so that kind of scrambled up what we're going to do, but so he'll be on next week. I still have a guest on who has been over in Hong Kong at these demonstrations, and he also heads up the National Prayer Group, and he's coming on at, what time is that, at 1 o'clock Central, Joey Gibson. He's part Japanese, so he speaks a lot of the language over there, and has been in Hong Kong, and has just gotten back after several weeks there. Is going to give us a frontline report. He took part in many of the demonstrations that are for the citizens not being secretly arrested and disappeared to mainland China. And it looks like China is going to officially invade Hong Kong, and Trump just blinked, which I don't see how he couldn't, because Hong Kong's pretty much been part of China. Taiwan's a different kettle of fish. But the Chinese military built a big giant bridge into there, one of the biggest in the world. They're massing troops, and I just don't think there's anything we can do if they invade Hong Kong. It's going to be a bloodbath, and it could easily kick off into something much, much bigger that will make Tiananmen Square, that killed thousands, look like just a walk in the park. So this whole thing is deteriorating very, very, very quickly. There are a lot of smuggled weapons in Hong Kong. The folks in Hong Kong are, again, historically very businesslike, very professional, very smart. But once wars kick off over there, it's never pretty. Let's just say people don't hesitate to start killing each other. So this is not a game. It's very, very dangerous. And, we had to kill something like 1 million Chinese in the Korean War. 1 million of them. They just kept coming. And then MacArthur said, drop atomic weapons on them, and old ding-dong chickened out. We wouldn't even have the Chi-Coms in charge today if it wasn't for Harry S. Truman, who helped the CIA put China and the communists in charge. And then a few years later, we're fighting them in Korea. Simply amazing, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't want to use nuclear weapons, but at the same time, it would have been nice to never have the Chi-Coms, right? MacArthur thought about a coup. And the military wanted to have a coup and remove the Democrats. And MacArthur said, no, we'll beat the communists down the road. And he recruited people like Richard Nixon and others to his cause. But it was a day late and a dollar short. Because if he would have removed Harry Truman, who was a traitor, signed us over to the UN, the Russians, you name it, we would not be in this position today. Now, who knows what would have happened? History would have been totally different. You're looking back on hindsight, siding with the communist Chinese, giving them the military's coordinates, letting them overrun our troops because the UN was giving all the information to them. It's just treason. And I'm sick of sitting here propping up communist China. So now, 60-something years later, China's got the Panama Canal. Our infrastructure, our debt, 98% of the rare earth minerals. And they're just taking over the planet and are set to invade Hong Kong. And they sell political dissidents' organs. They have millions in death camps. They torture nonviolent Buddhists to death. They torture Christians to death. I'm sick of it. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen, all these years later, dealing with this. And now they're set to invade Taiwan. And, you know, I understand that we just probably at this point can't go to war if China takes over Hong Kong, because it did used to be part of China. But the legitimate government ran to Taiwan. If they try to take Taiwan, all hell's going to break loose. A large part of the population will resist even if the government goes along, and this government's not going along. Trump's shipping all those weapons in there, so he's not blinking on that front. It looks like we're going to make our stand here in the South China Sea Islands and the Spratlys to the north, and looks like we're going to make our stand here at Taiwan for the next big war. But it's going to kick off. It could kick off. We could be in a full-scale war with China as early as tomorrow, next week. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but all the money is on this being where the next big war starts, if not Pakistan and India, that have already been attacking each other this year. And then you got Israel, who's already in a war, a proxy war with Hezbollah in Syria. This is a very interesting time. So, that's coming up next hour. And I'm going to play clips from the big debate. And then I haven't even gotten into the biggest news here. I'm sorry, tooting our horn. It's true. I specifically said Jeffrey Epstein was engaged in rituals 10 years ago at his island. You can go pull those articles up. And that he was carrying out transhumanism. And that always part of the Satanism is this transhumanism. Well, Jeffrey Epstein hoped to seed human race with his DNA and had a race study facility built in New Mexico. Now that's even in the New York Times, but it goes deeper than that. They're acting like, oh, he was saying this at all these dinners and meetings. No, that's all they talk about at these dinners and meetings. It is their religion. So I'm going to show you where 11 years ago, with the video, I broke all this down. And it's not because I'm a seer, like the National Review said. Jones isn't a seer. He just was lucky on Epstein and everything else, basically. No, I'm not a seer. I'm a studier. A seer has to look through the ether and magically know what's going on. I can study the enemy and study the globalist, and then I can figure out what their next moves are, and it does seem like I'm seeing. And I guess when you do shoot bulls out 800 yards with a scope, I mean, a little bit becomes like almost a seeing thing, but it's not that. It's just skill and training. And it's the same thing with something like this, or the same thing with being a master golfer or anything. It's studying history and the pathological behavior of the globalist and the algorithms that our electrochemical brains come up with. But the real reason we're here is because you saw, you believed in this broadcast, and you supported it. You sensed history was happening, and you are a giant part of it. I salute you all. So please, we're doing a big fundraiser right now. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points. 50-60% off on all the best-selling products. Take this.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.